physical sickness, God can take care of it. And then after I give you all these scriptures, I want you to jump into the bandwagon and resolve in your heart to believe God for what he says. Are you with me? What you're saying? I want you to trust God for talking the truth about these scriptures. So I don't understand. You will in a few minutes. I'm going to give you a few scriptures right now that will prove to you that if you ever got sick, you can always count on God. Brother, let's start using the New Living Translation. Give me Jeremiah 17:14. Let me start with the Old Covenant, because some people say, well, this healing nonsense is just for the New Testament. We have never heard anything of the Old Testament. Oh, Jeremiah 17, verse 14, says the following words. Read it with me. O Lord, if you... God wants to heal you, because when the God heals you, you are truly healed. Somebody recently decided to take some diabetes medication, and the blood sugar level plunged down from 470 to 75. But then the liver went up in flames. So you heal one thing and you destroy the other. But when the God heals you, you are truly healed. There is no side effects when the God heals his people. So what do? I come to God and I say, oh Lord, if you heal me, I'll be truly healed. Therefore, I'm willing to be healed by you today. Say amen.
Amen.
Now give me the backslide translation here, brother. Let me see what does it say. God, pick up the pieces. Put me back together again. You are my praise. Say with me, God, put me back together again, please. Back now to the new Never Inspired Version, please. Heal me, O Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. God wants to heal you, truly heal you, because when God heals you, you are truly healed. Say amen.
Amen.
Well, if that's the case, preacher, I want to be healed. Okay, we're going to take care of this in a few minutes. Watch this. Give me Jeremiah 30:17. I want to show you the first part of Jeremiah 30:17. Read it with me. I will tell your neighbor, God will give you back your health. And he will heal all the wounds on your body. It's going to happen today. Whether you like it or not. Say amen.
Amen.
God wants to give you back your health.
Amen.
So if he has to give you back, that means that it was taken away from you. Isn't that right? God wants to heal you. So you shall be healed, and God wants to give back your health by healing all your wounds. Now, the backslider translation has it in a very interesting way. Watch this. I'm going to start reading from the middle. Because they all gave up on you, and dismissed you as hopeless, that good-for-nothing Zion, as for you, Zion, I will come with healing, curing the incurable. Did you hear what the Lord said?
Yeah.
I will come with healing, curing the incurable.
Amen.
Tell somebody, God's going to heal cancer this morning.
God's going to heal cancer this morning. In Jesus' name.
It is the promise in the Word of God. It is the promise in the Word of God. I'll say it again. It is the promise in the Word of God. How do you know that that's going to happen? Because Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 tells me that. Proverbs 4:20 tells you and I about this powerful promise. Listen to this. Dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Verse 21. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Why? 22. Those who discover these words, really live. Body and soul, they are bursting with health. Tell somebody, you're going to be bursting with health before this service is over. It is the word of the Lord. Now, give me the New Living Translation, brother. For they bring life. Okay, third graders, let's read it together. For they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Whatever is molesting you this morning, from your toe all the way to the crown of your head, it's going to be healed. The book says that you're going to be bursting with health, and I believe the word of God, because my God had never been found to be a liar. Say amen.
Amen.
Why are you so sure? Psalms 127:20 tells us that. I'm so sure that you're going to be bursting with health, unless you don't want to. That's a different story, but you're going to be bursting with health because God said so. Listen to this word, Psalms 107:20. Let's read it. He sent out his word and touch somebody, say, you're going to be snatched out of the door of death today. He sent out his word, which I'm giving you this morning, and healed them. Now, the backslider translation have it in a little crazy way. Watch this. He spoke the word. Okay, third graders, let's read it again. He spoke the word. The spoken word of God has the power to heal you this morning. All you need to do is agree with God on what he's saying here. Well, why don't you give me the King James? Give the new King James for the King James buff. Here we go. He sent his word and delivered them from their destruction. When you decide to agree with me and God, when you decide to agree with God and me about your healing, I'm giving you the word so you can memorize the word, you can soak into the word, and you can be bursting with health. You don't have to do anything else. By the time that I say, in the name of Jesus, you're healed. If you agree with me, he sent his word and healed them. Say amen.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. Well, you don't have to know. Let's go to Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. Would you care to read it with me? And said, if you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God, what do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. What happened? Tell your neighbor, I'm no Egyptian. The Lord is my healer.
The Lord is my healer.
Give me the New Living Translation here, brother. He said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, the backslide translation is my favorite. Watch this. That's the place where God step up rules and procedures. That's where he started testing them. God said, if you listen, listen obediently to how God tells you to live in his presence, obeying his commandments and keeping all his laws, then I won't strike you with all the diseases that I inflict on the Egyptians. I am what? Jesus is your healer. This is why Jeremiah said, heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed, because he is the healer. Now, many people can see that Jesus is talking in this scripture here. Somebody will say, well, Jesus didn't come up on the picture until the New Testament. Mistaken. Let's go back to the King James, the New King James. I'll show you here. I can do that here, but this is better. If you, meaning you, amen? Say amen.
Amen.
If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord, your God, that he is, and do what is right on his sight, again, give ear to his commandments, and keep all, what happened? I. Who is the I? That is Jesus. He goes clearly, if you, all of you, diligently heed to the voice of the Lord, your God. He's talking about him. How you know? Right here. And do what is right in his sight, not in my sight. And give ear to his commandments. And keep all his statutes. He's talking to somebody on the third person, on the singular. Are you with me here? I, you, he. So in this case, you and he. Then the I jump in. And this is not a small I. It's a capital I. I will put none of the diseases. And then on the bottom it says, for I am the Lord who heals you. Did you see that? Three people here. You, God, and I am. Who is I am? God wants to heal you this morning. Whether you believe it or not, God wants to heal you this morning. How do you know that? 3 John, verse 2, tells you that God wants to heal you this morning, whether you believe it or not. Did you see that? Beloved, I pray that you may in a few things and be sick. Just my Lord wants you to be prosperous. and He wants you to be healthy. Say amen.
Amen.
I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. God wants to heal you this morning. What do I have to do? Agree with Him and His word. The I am we're talking about is the one found in Matthew 9:35. That's the I am we're talking about, Matthew 9:35. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be healed. Read it with me. Then Jesus went about
and
that something? Did He leave out any disease or any sickness? He says in here that He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease. Somebody asked, what's the difference? I'll tell you what's the difference. Sickness is something that you can pick up along the way right now. You went on your gluttony and asked for a triple cheeseburger with mushroom sauce and a dozen of hot wings and 1 gallon of Coke, then you're going to have liver problem. That's a sickness that you picked up along the way. So what is the disease? Something that is inherited. Something that passes through generation to generation. That's a disease. It's something that will waste you away bit by bit. Jesus has the power to heal the sickness that you pick up along the way and the one that has been passed to you by your parents. I don't understand. If your mother used to smoke a lot when she was young and pregnant with you and drink a lot of alcohol, chances are that you're going to have asthmatic problem or some upper respiratory problem. That's not fair. Who told you life is going to be fair? This is why God brought you here this morning, so you can break that curse that came from your parents. That's a disease. Something that got attached to you that you had nothing to do with it. Jesus went around healing every disease among the people. So He has the power to this morning heal not only the sickness that you picked up yourself along the way, and also heal the diseases that came on your bloodline. You know, our parents were told that they had such and such and such and such a disease. I said, I refuse to carry any one of them. In the name of Jesus, I will not. My grandparents died at 43 and 47. My grandfather died at 47. My grandmother died at the age of 43. They were murdered by our beloved Jesuits. And then after that, we never got to know anybody in our family. I don't know my uncles and aunts. Never had cousins to run around with on my mother's side. And I spoke out loud for the devil to listen. I will not put up with that nonsense. I am not going to die at the age of 47. And my children will know their siblings and their cousins. And so will my grandchildren. And we spoke into that. Because I came to know the one who is able to heal not only sickness but every disease among the people. My mother, I said, Mother, you will not die at the age of 43 like your mother did. My mother died at 79. 47 is already gone and I ain't dead yet. That's right. Praise the Lord. Jesus is able to kill every disease that you may have inherited. Say amen.
Amen.
Final scripture. Okay, preacher, I hear what you're saying. You know, I hear what you're saying. But how can I know that this thing really is gonna happen to me? I mean, I hear what you're saying. Give them Hebrews 13:8, and I'm wrapping up right here, because I'm gonna pray for those who wants to be healed. Now, those who wants to be on that, like they say in Suriname, jugu-jugu life, fooling around, then you can say in your jugu-jugu life, fooling around with your sickness. But if you are ready to get rid of this nonsense, it's time for you to step up and agree with God about your healing. Read it with me. Jesus Christ is the same. So if the previous verse says that you went about healing people from all sickness and all diseases, is that what it said?
Yes.
Now he's saying that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What that means? That he's going to heal every sickness and disease here today.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes,
and this is the New King James. For the King James buff is the same thing. Give them the King James. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen.
Doesn't matter. If you put a New Living Translation, he's going to say the same exact thing. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter which translation you go. If he was going out into their villages and towns, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing people from all their sickness and diseases. He is the same yesterday. When he did that, he's the same today. 100 years from now, if I were to be alive, I would still preach the same thing. He would still be healing 100 years from now. Because he's the same. He has not changed. Amen?
Amen.
So now, those of you that finally came to the understanding that God wants you to be healed. And you want to jump on the bandwagon, I want you to stand up. I don't want you to come here. And we're going to pray for you. What do you mean? Well, if being diagnosed with whatever, you came and Brother Fred Clark prayed for you and you didn't get healed. And then you came and Scrivener prayed for you and you didn't get healed. And then you came and somebody else prayed for you and didn't get healed. Now you're going to be healed by the word of God, not by the word of the preacher. Amen. Jeremiah 17:14 is very clear about it. Jeremiah 17:14. Just leave it up there, Lord. Brother Harry. Jeremiah 17:14. While we are anointing people, it may remind them who they are. Stand up and I'm going to be praying for you. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. There's no side effects when Jesus heals you. Amen? There's no other way about this. It's on the book. It's on the book. I just need you to step up in faith, huh? And accept what God wants to do for you. Amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
The preacher himself has no power to heal you, but the one who the preacher serves has the power to do that. Say amen. He has the power to do that, and he will. Amen?
Amen?
He will do that this morning. Sister, oh. I want you to join this young lady here. Come here. I want you to join this two young ladies. You to get up and join this young lady in the back here. All right? We're going to make it happen. Sister Brooks, turn around and join this young lady here. We're going to make it happen today. Sister Kilman, we need you to join this young lady here, man. Huh? Sister Rose, come here. I want you to join this young lady here. We're going to make it happen.
Sister Kilma. Yeah. Try this. Okay. Come here.
Thank you.
Join this young lady. Rhea. Sister Rhea. Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie, come here, please. I wanted to join these two young ladies, huh? We're gonna make it. Bunny. I wanted to join this young lady here. Don't worry, I'm coming to everybody. I have not. Yeah, I haven't finished yet. Pastor, come here, please. I want you to join this young man here. Brother Garth, I want you to join that young man over there. Join this couple there. We're going to make it happen. I want you to let it go. I want you to release it. The word of God has been spoken. So right now, somebody's holding hands with you. And we will agree that God will do what he says he will do. I want to lead you in a prayer. And once I finish praying for you, I want the person praying for you to agree with you. Huh? And you're going to proclaim your health today. But before that, pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decide in my heart, I am letting it go. I am forgiving everybody that has hurt my feelings,
everybody
that has disappointed me,
everybody
who has lied against me,
gossiped against me.
I'm forgiving them. I am also forgiven, Lord.
Everybody who has molested me,
physically,
emotionally,
sexually,
verbally,
and everything in between, I am releasing them too.
I'm forgiving my family,
those who I loved most,
and has caused me so much pain.
I forgive them,
and I'm letting it go.
Right now,
in the name of Jesus,
I declare,
willingly,
I will hold no grudges,
no resentment
against no one.
Dead or alive,
in the name of Jesus.
I also renounce, Lord,
every inherited disease,
every inherited sickness
that came to my life
through my ancestors' involvement
with Halloween celebration,
horoscope reading,
card reading,
tarot,
and every garbage in between.
I renounce
every legal claim
the devil may think he has upon my life
because of my ancestors' involvement
with masonry,
lodge,
fraternal society,
and every garbage in between.
Get out!
Now!
Now!
In Jesus' name.
Get out!
And stay out!
In the name of Jesus.
You're not allowed to return.
You're not allowed to send replacement.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
get out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now let the person pray for you right now. Person close to you, let them pray for you right now. Shirobokosa taramakasan. Lose it! Lose it! Lose it! Now, in the name of Jesus. Lose it! Lose it right now! In the name of Jesus. Let it go! Let it go! Let it lose! Now, in the name of Jesus, lose it. In the name of Jesus, lose it. Lose it right now, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let it go. Let it go. In the name of Jesus, lose it. Let it go. Take your filthy hand from this body. In the name of Jesus. Let loose. And let it go. Let it go. Let loose. And let it go. Let loose. And let it go. Right now. In the name of Jesus. You have no authority. So let loose. Let loose and let it go in the name of Jesus. 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 Reconstructive miracle. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Reconstructive miracle. Right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Rikorobosia Rabakasan. In the name of Jesus. Say, I've got my miracle. Say like you mean it. I saw some tissues being restored. Some legs on the back of the legs, some ruptured tissues being put back together. Somebody here had a problem on your joints, on your legs. There were tissues putting back together. Your healing took place right now. Just agree with God. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. There's no other way around this. Amen. And I want to hear that testimony. So let's do something different for a change. When you leave this thing here, do the opposite of what you did. If you came limping, start walking. If you came on a cane, walk without the cane. If you came on this stroller, get up and walk by yourself. Give this thing away. A tumor just out of the blood disappeared. Anybody here was diagnosed with any tumor here? Anybody here with a tumor? A tumor disappeared. It disappears. A tumor disappeared. Just like that. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
God. Glory to God. We bless the name of the Holy One of Israel. You're going to bless the Lord now with an offering. And while we do that, can you play? You are the mighty God, the greatest.